Blog Talk Radio.
Prepare my heart.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. I thank God for that song. Praise God. Hallelujah. I thank him and I praise him for this day. I'm not going to be before you long tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I give honor unto God, unto my pastor and overseer, Apostle Carolyn McNeil, and Pastor Matthew McNeil. Praise God. Hallelujah. I just thank and praise the Lord for coming before you one more time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you and I praise you for this day. Thank you and I praise you, God, for your word. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I'm asking you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to let the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth prevail this night. In Jesus' name, God. Father, you fill my mouth with thy word in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let self go down under the blood in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord. Father, I thank you and I give you all the glory and I give you all the praise this night in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I just want to thank and praise God, hallelujah, for how he has kept us, praise God. And you will find me tonight in 2 Kings, the 7th chapter, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Then Elijah said, "Hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekeling, and two measures of barley for a shekeling in the gate of Samaria." Then a lord whose hand the king leaned answered the man of God and said, "Behold, if the Lord would make windows in heaven, might this thing be?" And he said, "Behold, thou shalt see it with thine eyes, but shall not eat thereof." Now, praise God, when I was meditating, hallelujah, on the word of God today, praise God, and meditated about, hallelujah, how the officer, praise God, he was being, hallelujah, sarcastic, hallelujah, when it came to God. He said, "If God, hallelujah, will make windows in heaven, might this thing be?" Hallelujah. In other words, hallelujah, he had lost his faith, he lost his hope, because he could not see with the spiritual eye how God could move, hallelujah. He doubted, praise God, hallelujah. Sometimes doubt, hallelujah, can cause us to lose out. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, and hallelujah. For so many times, God will tell us that he's going to do something, and because, hallelujah, we can't figure it out or can't figure out the move of God, we begin to doubt, hallelujah, and say, "Oh, God can't do this," because that's what doubt will do, praise God. Doubt, hallelujah, hallelujah. He had lost, hallelujah, his faith in God, for he doubted the power of God, hallelujah, and he doubted the creativity of God, hallelujah. He doubted, he said, God could bring provisions in a completely unexpected way, hallelujah. He doubted the messenger, praise God. Hallelujah. That officer, he doubted, hallelujah, the power of God. For all power belongs unto God in heaven and in earth, praise God. He doubted that God could provide provisions, praise God. He doubted, praise God, the messenger, praise God. A lot of times God will send, hallelujah, a true prophet unto us, and hallelujah, God will speak through them. And because, hallelujah, we can't see it, we don't believe it, hallelujah, and that's what happens, hallelujah. And you say, "Oh, that prophet, hallelujah, praise God, didn't know what they were talking about, or it hasn't happened yet, praise God, hallelujah." But the word of God says, "Touch not my anointing and do my prophet no harm," hallelujah. You know when a true prophet come unto you, hallelujah, and give you a word from God, praise God. Don't let unbelief, hallelujah, praise God, cause you to lose out in this life, hallelujah. Praise God. It says unbelief dares to question the truthfulness of God's promise. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Praise God. He said what he has spoken, he shall do it. How he shall perform it, and he shall make it good. Praise God. Hallelujah. But it's because of our unbelief, praise God, we don't believe what the word of God is saying unto us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes, praise God, hallelujah, Unbelief will tell us, say this is a new thing and cannot be true. Unbelief will say there is no way to accomplish this thing. Unbelief says even if God does something, it won't be enough. Hallelujah. Unbelief speaks nothing but negative. Hallelujah. Unbelief will tell you that it is not going to happen, praise God. But when the prophet told his officer, praise God, hallelujah, said, you're going to see it with your eyes, praise God, but you're not going to eat thereof, praise God. Hallelujah. It's a sad thing to see the move of God and then you have no part in it. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes we need to pray and ask God, help our unbelief. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. It says, only God can do the impossible, not worthless idols. God provides our daily food, although our faith may get weak sometimes. Hallelujah. Seem very small at times. We must avoid becoming skeptical of God's, hallelujah, provision. Remember, hallelujah, that God can open the floodgates of heaven. Hallelujah. God can do anything. Praise God. Hallelujah. He is a God of all flesh. Hallelujah. He said, is there anything too hard for me? Praise God. Hallelujah. We got to believe the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. That officer, praise God, he lost out. Hallelujah. Because he mocked the man of God. Hallelujah. And said that it could not come to pass. Said that he could not, God could not do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. It says when Elijah prophesied God's deliverance, the king's officer said it could not happen. Hallelujah. The officer's faith and hope were gone. God's word came true. Anyway, hallelujah. Sometimes we become preoccupied problems when we should be looking for opportunities instead of focusing on the negatives. We should develop an attitude of expectancy to say that God cannot rescue someone or that a situation is impossible demonstrates a lack of faith. Praise God. To say that God cannot deliver someone or that a situation cannot be changed, that is a lack of faith, praise God. In Hebrews 11:1, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Matthew 19:26, it says, but Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In Ephesians 3:20, it says, now unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power which worketh in us. Which power is working in you? Is it the power of faith or is it the power of unbelief? Praise God. Hallelujah. Because God is able to do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. He had to show this officer. Hallelujah. You don't mock God's word. Hallelujah. And you don't come up against his prophets. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. It says, and these four leprous men at the entering of in of the gate, and they said one to another, why sit we here until we die? Praise God. They said to one another, why we sit here and we die? Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes, hallelujah, you got to get up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And do something. I don't know if it's the smallest thing for God, but don't just sit there and just die out, praise God. And if we say we will enter into the city, then the famine is in the city, and we shall die there. And if we sit still there, we die also. Now, therefore, come and let us fall into the host of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live. And if they kill us, we shall but die. And they rose up in the twilight to go into the camp of the Syrians. And when they were come to the othermost parts of the camp of the Syrians, behold, there was no man there, praise God. For the Lord had made the host of the Syrians to hear a noise of chariots and a noise of horses, even the noise of a great host. And they said one to another, lo, the king of Israel has hired against us the kings of the Hittites and the kings of the Egyptians to come upon us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Praise God. When the enemy come at you one way, God will cause him to flee seven ways. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. God, hallelujah. I can't even imagine, hallelujah, the noise that God made. Praise God. To cause them to get up and flee out of the city. Praise God. To cause them to run, hallelujah, and leave everything that they own. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise for wherefore they arose and fled in the twilight and left their tents and their horses and their asses, even the camp as it was, and Todd and plead for their life. Praise God. And when these leopards came to the othermost parts of the camp, they went into one tent and did eat and drink and carried them silver and gold and raiment and went and hid it and came again and entered into another tent and carried them also and went and hid it. Then they said one to another, we do not well. This day is a day of good tidings. Praise God. Hallelujah. When they came to their self, praise God. Hallelujah. They remember the citizens. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Remember those that were starving. Praise God. Said, this is not right. Hallelujah. That we're going to keep this blessing to ourselves. Praise God. Hallelujah. We got to go and tell them. Hallelujah. Tell the king. Praise God. Hallelujah. About this good tidings. Praise God. And we hold our peace. Hallelujah. They could no longer hold their peace. What God had did, hallelujah. He said, if we tarry till the morning light, some mischief will come upon us. Now, therefore, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord, come that we may go and tell the king's household. So they came and called unto the porter of the city. And they told them, saying, we came to the camp of the Syrians. And behold, there was no man there, neither voice of man, but horses tied, asses tied, and the tents as they were. And he called the porters, and they told it to the king's house within. And the king arose in the night and said unto his servants, I will now show you what the Syrians have done to us. They know that we be hungry. Therefore are they going out of the camp to hide themselves in the field, saying, when they come out of the city, we will catch them alive and get into the city. Praise God. The king didn't even realize that God had moved. Praise God. That God had made a way clear. Praise God. For he thought that they were hiding in the fields, waiting for them to come out of the city so that they can take control. Hallelujah. And one of the servants answered and said, let some take, I pray thee, five of the horses that remain which are left in the city. Behold, they are as all the multitude of Israel that are left in it. Behold, I say they are even as all the multitude of the Israelites that are consumed. And let us send and see. They looked therefore two chariot horses, and the king sent after the host of the Syrians, saying, go and see, hallelujah. And they went after them unto Jordan, and lo, all the way was full of garments and vessels, which the Syrians had cast away in their haste. And the messengers returned and told the king, and the people went out and spooled the tents of the Syrians. So a measure of flour, fine flour, was sold for a shekel, praise God, and two measures of barley for a shekel, according to the word of the Lord. And the king appointed the Lord on whose hand he leaned to have the charge of the gate. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For God had brought his word to pass. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he had that officer to be in charge of that gate. Hallelujah. But when the people found out, hallelujah, hallelujah, that the Syrians were gone, praise God, and how they left all of their belongings, praise God. They trotted, hallelujah, over that officer, and he died, praise God, at that gate, praise God, for the word of God came forth, just like the prophet prophesied, just like God told him, hallelujah, Holy Ghost, praise God, Holy Ghost, so many people people. Hallelujah. Talk against the prophets of God, mocking them, hallelujah, but God saying, touch not my anointed, do my prophets no harm, for the true prophet, the word that I give them, it's going to come to pass, hallelujah, God, hallelujah, Holy Ghost, hold me up high, let them know that on tomorrow, at this same time, this is what's going to happen. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost, Holy Son, yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus, just like he left that officer note, hallelujah, that on tomorrow, at the same time, you're going to see the move of God, but you're not going to be able to eat thereof. There are so many people that will not be able, hallelujah, Holy Ghost, to have anything or be involved with your blessing when God moved, hallelujah, Holy Ghost, because they mock God, because they're saying, God's not going to bring them out. Hallelujah. Nothing is happening. Nothing is changing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, Lord, Holy Ghost, but God let me know, he said, I can move within 24 hours, I can move within 2 hours, I can move within an hour, hallelujah, if you only believe, hallelujah, the word of God, yes, Lord, Holy Ghost, don't be like that officer, and hallelujah, be sarcastic, hallelujah, and say, if God can open the windows in heaven, hallelujah, say, oh, this thing will not happen, hallelujah, yes, Lord, yes, God, in Romans 15:13, says, now may the God of hope fill you with joy and peace in believing that ye may abound, yes, Lord, hallelujah, and hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. God wants us to believe just what he told you, whatever he promised you. Hallelujah. When it came from a true prophet, he said, hold on to it. Don't let it go. He said, I'm going to bring it to pass. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost, yes, Lord, hallelujah, Lord, Philippians 4:19, hallelujah, said, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory. We don't know what God has in his glory. We don't know, yes, Lord, the blessings that God has in store for his people. Hallelujah, but hallelujah, he wants us to believe him, hallelujah, said don't be like that officer, hallelujah, and doubt God, hallelujah, Holy Ghost, yes, Lord, John 10, 38, he said, if I do not the works of my Father, believe me not, but if I do, though ye believe me not, believe the works, hallelujah, that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him, yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Yes, God. Hallelujah, Lord. We got to remember. Don't let doubt. Hallelujah. Cause us to lose out. Don't let doubt. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost. Make us doubt. Make us, hallelujah, back up on God. But God's saying, I'm getting ready to move. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. He said all he needs is 24-hour notice. Hallelujah. And some of us, we got a 2-hour notice. Some of us have a 1-hour notice. God's going to move so quick. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost, just like the king thought that the Syrians were hiding in the field, waiting to attack them. He didn't even realize that God had already made the way clear, made provisions for the people. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we don't know what God has already done. Hallelujah for us, made the way clear. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost, yes, Lord. Sometimes we don't realize, hallelujah, that God has already touched somebody's heart. Hallelujah. He done already opened up a door. He has already made provisions. He has already healed, praise God. Hallelujah. But we can't doubt God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. We can't doubt God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. They could not keep that good news to themselves, praise God. They had to go and tell the king the thing that had happened and what's going on so that the people, hallelujah, could get provisions. Hallelujah. Not only, hallelujah, Holy Ghost, do we have a duty, praise God, to spread the good news about Jesus Christ, and especially those that are around us. Hallelujah. That's the most important good news that we should be sharing. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost, oh yes, Lord, hallelujah. We must not forget those, hallelujah, who are without Christ. We must let the hallelujah not become so preoccupied with our own faith that we neglect to share it with the others around us. Hallelujah. We got to share that good news about Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. For God sent him not into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost. Yes, Lord. Yes, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Ghost. Yes, Lord. Hold my son. Hold me up higher. Yea, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost. For he said, I am able, hallelujah, to do the impossible. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost. Do we believe God that he can do anything? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Now unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power which worketh in us. Hallelujah. Which power is working in us, praise God? Is the power of faith or is it a power of doubt? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. We thank and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank and praise God for his word tonight. Praise God. I thank and I praise him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for everyone that came on the line tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Give honor unto God. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we just want to praise you and magnify your name tonight, God. We just want to thank you. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask you, Lord, that you watch over everyone that's on this line tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord. We ask you, Father God, in Jesus' name, to let the angels of the Lord be encamped around and about them and their families in Jesus' name, God. Father, we thank you and we glorify you, Father. Hallelujah for the move of God. We thank you, God, for on tomorrow, Father. Hallelujah. We're looking for you to move, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. For you said within 24 hours, yes, sir. Hallelujah. That's all you need, God. Hallelujah. We thank you and we praise you for it, Lord. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the praise. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Don't let doubt, hallelujah, hallelujah, cause us to lose out, praise God. Don't doubt the word of God. What God has spoken, don't doubt it. Hallelujah, but believe his word, praise God. Let us remember, praise God, that on Sunday at 9, praise God, Apostle Carolyn McNeil, praise God, will be having morning service, Mount Carmel International Church, praise God. And on Tuesdays is Bishop Thurman Butler, praise God, from Undisputed Truth at 6 o'clock, praise God. And on Thursday is Pastor Alona Waters from True Vine International Church Ministry, praise God, at 6 o'clock, praise God. Thank and I praise the Lord for each and every one tonight, praise God. And praise God, have a blessed night. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.